Thank you for joining us today at the Pius X Foundation's Planned Giving podcast series. My name is Courtney Johnson, the Director of Advancement here at Pius X Foundation. Joining me today is Patrick Timmer, an estate planning attorney here in Lincoln, as well as Doug Koenig, a trust officer at one of our large local banks. Today we're going to be diving into some of the various types of gifts and the ways that folks can make a charitable planned gift, and some of the best ways for them to go about doing that.
Thanks, Courtney. So Pat, I hear a lot of times people will have some stock that they will want to give to a charity. Why would they want to do that?
Oftentimes the reason you're doing that is because you've got substantial appreciation or built-in capital gains that you don't want to realize, and it's easy for you to transfer those items to the charity who can sell it and not pay the tax. And so you would want to give those items away as opposed to selling them yourself and then making the gift. You can give any type of property away for the most part, cash, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, real estate. People give, designate charities as beneficiary on retirement accounts. There's certain tax advantages to that. Life insurance or giving life insurance policies. We have the qualified charitable rollover. What am I thinking of? Qualified charitable distribution from IRAs that are really handy and can provide some benefits to a donor.
I will say one of the things that's important to do is to check with the charity, because sometimes it's easier for certain charities to receive certain assets as opposed to others. There's sometimes certain policies in place when it comes to especially property, you know, where it's more of a challenge for a charity to accept property as opposed to, say, stocks and bonds or life insurance policies or things like that. So,
right. Most charities are going to have in place a gift policy that if they're receiving certain types of assets, it has to meet certain criteria. And real estate would be one of those types of assets that they have to look into to make sure they're not walking into a problem with liability.
I would say the most common type of gift or asset that we receive is a transfer of stock or a beneficiary from a life insurance policy, or we are a beneficiary in an estate plan. Mm-hmm. And the majority of times our constituents will let us know ahead of time once they've put Pius in their plan and let us know, you know, we're leaving 10% of our estate to Pius, or we've made Pius the beneficiary of this Knights of Columbus policy or whatnot. And so we can kind of plan on that gift.
So Courtney, when can people be making these types of gifts of stocks and things like that? Or when is the best time to make those gifts?
Yeah, typically for us, we will accept donations at any time. I'll never turn a donation away. But if someone is trying to time that donation specifically with a campaign that's going on, or for Give to Lincoln Day is a nice example, we are allowed to accept gifts from IRAs or qualified charitable distributions from those IRAs. There's sometimes additional paperwork that has to go along with that gift. So making sure they're in communication with our office so we can time that up nicely. For the most part, though, throughout the entire fiscal year, we can accept those gifts at any time. It just requires one extra form, usually on our end, to either give to our banker to tell them the stock is coming and let them know that they can liquidate the stock. Or if it was for Give to Lincoln Day, it's a form from the Lincoln Community Foundation to let them know that that stock belongs to us. So thank you so much for joining us today. We have some more topics coming your way in the next series. If you have any additional questions about how to make these types of gifts or planned giving, please reach out to me at the Pius X Foundation. Again, my name is Courtney Johnson, and you can reach me at 402-488-1046. Thanks so much. Have a great day.